try not to run away today.
Okay. Duff Hoff.
Such a good answer yesterday. It was one of these yesterday. I thought that's ridiculous, that answer. So simple.
Well, Roger Hoff. Okay. Duff Hoff at the two dots. We mentioned in the Mishnah yesterday that there was this Helene Hamalka, and she promised to be a Nazira for 7 years if her son survives the war, and he survived. So she did 7 years, but she was in Chutz Laretz. And then she came to Eretz Yisrael. So Beis Hillel told her she has to start 7 years again because of Tum of Seris Ha'amim. Therefore, that doesn't count, Kaviyachal, and therefore she has to start again. And then it said she became Tomei at the end of the 7 years, and as we said, that if one becomes Tomei, except according to Belezer, but according to everybody else, one who becomes Tomei near the end is Soser HaKoil. So she had to do yet another 7 years, and therefore, says the Mishnah, she ended up with 21 years of Nazirus. And then at the end comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, it wasn't 21 years, it was 14 years. So the question is, Iboy Elohu, says the Gemara, by the two dots, yeah, four lines from the top. Iboy Elohu. The question was, when it says that Rabbi Yehuda argues and says it was only 14 years, is it Bishanitma'a Valibida Bishamai? Is he arguing on the fact, so that the previous Tana said she became Tomei after the 7 years in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there was another 7 years after that. So when he says it's only 14 years, which seven is he missing? Is he missing that it's the seven mitzad, the fact that she was a Chutz Laretz, which according to Beis Hillel she has to do 7 years again, but according to Beis Shammai only 30 days? So is the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says only 14 years because he holds like Beis Shammai, and the story was that she became Tomei, but therefore there was a 7 years for that, but there was only 30 days for the Eretz Yisrael-ness, or the Chutz Laretz-ness, yeah? Oy Dilma, or maybe he holds like Beis Hillel, and the reason why he says it was only 14 years is because he argues and says, no, she didn't become Tomei. You're just embellishing the story to make it sound good that she had 21 years, but really she didn't, because, you know, doesn't make the story any more fanciful than it has to be. And that's why he says 14 years. So that's the question. Is the 7 years that Rabbi Yehuda deducts from the total because he says she didn't become Tomei, and therefore it's only 14 years? Or is it because he holds up Beis Shammai, who says that because she was a chutzler, it does not make her do another 7 years, it's enough for her to do another 30 days? There's Toshima, so let's look at what it says. We discussed it yesterday, so clearly it is a Chumra Beis Hillel, so... Yeah.
Is it one of the things?
We have to ask it in the list. Tabaki B'Shas, where are they listed, actually?
They're listed in Edius. Aren't they listed in Edius? I think they're listed in Edius, but we will come to it one day. No, that's when he says Shechionah.
No, what's the abbreviation of
Yalkagam?
Yalkagam.
Yeah, that's a Bayan Rova.
Okay. Usually only does.
Yeah. Okay. Toshima, as the Gemara says, let's work it out for my Mishnah. Also, La'aretz, when she came to Eretz Yisrael, Bahiru, Beis Hillel, Shatena Zira, Chavisham, Becheris, and Beis Hillel told her to keep another 7 years with Chulu. So therefore what? She ended up with 14. And she became, according to the first guy, she became Tomei and ended up at 21. According to the second guy, Rabbi Yehuda, she only had 14. But Esau could die to Bishanitmes, Vali Bida Bishamai. If you want to tell me that she didn't listen to Beis Hillel, yeah, or it wasn't Heru, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it wasn't Beis Hillel told her, it was Bishamai, and they told her to keep 30 days. Yeah, is he hachi?
She does have to do a nazirus again, but a minimum nazirus
of 30 days,
not a 7 year nazirus.
That's right. So how much would be the total? 14 years,
30.
Plus 30 days. Is he hachi? If so, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lehoisin nazira el yadalat shana, yadalat shana v'shloshim yemi boyle. You got to be precise. It should have been according to Beis Shammai. If she had become Tomei, and if the story was the same, but that she did like Beis Shammai, then it should have been 14 years plus 30 days. But it doesn't say that. It just says 14 years. Yeah? So it must be that it's according to Beis Hillel. And she wasn't Tomei. He argues with this story. And he says, the story wasn't that way. She didn't actually become Tomei. It wasn't accurate. She only did her 7 years and finished. Tandinami. Hachinai v'abrais. It's to say, Rabbi Yehuda, Oime Mishum Rabbi Lezer, Da'om HaKra, Zois, Teiras HaNozir, that it says at the end of the whole parsha of Nazirus in Parshas Nasai, Zayis Tairus and Nazir, B'yayim Malois, in the day when he finishes, that means if he becomes Tom. So we learn from that, that if he becomes Tomei on the day when he finishes, Atayra Amra Ki Nitma B'yayim Malois, if he finished even in the day, even in the day when there's
the completion day,
tell that there is nazir, then he's got to start again.
So that would say mitzvah sayem kikula, and therefore he's finished. Or?
Yeah, okay, so 30 days will mean on the 30th day.
The conclusion ceremony.
Okay. Rashi says it shouldn't say tani nami hochi over here, and yeah, he also says this whole brice at the end. Yeah, that it's Tanya Mihochi, and he says it's trying to prove from there that he holds like Beis Hillel, because if he held like Beis Shammai, he'd have to do another 30 days. It would be 14 years and 30 days. Therefore he says it must be that she didn't become Tommy, otherwise she have to do another one. And according to Basila, she'd have to do 21 years, so he for sure wouldn't be able to say 14 years. So what he's proving from the Bryce is Rabbi Yehuda agrees with everybody else. Okay, so that there is a concept that if you became Tommy at the end, you would have to do something else.
I'm saying, are the two machlokes in here? Number one is Basila B'Shamay, about whether Gush is Metame or Avid is Metame.
Right.
And the second one is the Mishnah accurately recorded?
Is the story right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's right.
That's
exactly.
The second discussion.
That's right. So that's two machlokes in the machlokes of Samus Hillel and the machlokes of Yehuda and the Tanakama about what actually happened. Did she become Tame or not? Okay, next Mishnah. Misha Hayu Shtei Kite Edim Me'idis Esoy. A guy, he doesn't remember what happened. Yeah. So somewhere along the line, he had promised to be a nazir of some description, but he doesn't remember. He doesn't know what he's supposed to do. So he calls for witnesses, or the Beis Din calls for witnesses, and witnesses come forward. And there's two pairs of witnesses. Elu me'idus nazir shtayim. One pair of witnesses say that he said he's going to be for 2 years a nazir. The other pair of witnesses say, no, it wasn't 2 years, it was 5 years. Yeah? So, I mean, they were both standing there, but somehow they couldn't agree either.
They're translating those terms of Nazirus.
It must have been Rashi says, Shtei Shonim and Chomesh Shonim, so I don't know who.
I'll go with Rashi versus
I don't know who your guy is, but I'm doing according to what Rashi says.
Ask Oedler Rashi.
Yeah. Okay, so what are we saying here? That must have been really good for Brengen, because the guy himself doesn't know what he's doing, and the Aiden themselves are a little bit wonky on which, whether it was 2 years or 5 years. So two guys say two, and two guys say five. So Beshamay Omrim Nechleka Ha'edus, because the witnesses are disagreeing, so they're like Vuchoshos, they're contradictory, don't accept either of them, then Kanaziris, and therefore he's off the hook altogether, because he can't get a straight story. And he,
the
verse
says Beis Nazirus.
Hmm?
The verse says Beis Nazirus,
I'm very happy for the Rosh. We learned Gemara Rashi in this year.
It's in the Feirish anyway.
The Feirish Yotzi. Yesh Bechal Chomeshtayim. Maybe lose my train of thought. Beis Hillel Leimrim Yesh Bechal Chomeshtayim. Beis Hillel say that included in 5 years, or five Naziruses, is two. So therefore, everybody agrees that there's two. It's the other three that they don't agree with. So we'll let them off on the other three. But on the two that everyone agrees, so he knows his time, so he has to be...
logic.
Yesh Bechal...
No one's arguing about that part.
Yeah.
Two, everyone...
Yesh Bechal Masayim Monis. So he says 200, and the two guys come along and say that the 200's mine, so at least they each get 100, yeah. So he says, at least what they agree on, at least that's what he has to do. And the other bit that they argue about, so that he won't have to do.
Once again, would you say Beis Shammai is Makel here? Or is it just he's a different system of thought? Is it?
No, I think you'll find that this
would. Is for the,
but in this particular case, it comes out to be a kula.
But
there could be examples where the same logic would lead you to a chumrah, depending on what the situation was. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you could say that here. Okay, says the Gemara, Masnis and the Leika Haitana. This whole discussion about the Beshama and Besilel argue when there are two pairs of witnesses doesn't go according to the following. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Eish Rabbi Yechim Avrei Koimer, Lenechleku Beshama and Besilel Ashtei Kitei Edim. They don't argue if there's two pairs of witnesses, Achasim Merishtayim and Achasim Merishchomish, where one pair said two and one pair said five, Sheyesh Bechal Chomish Tayim. Because everybody agreed on the two, so therefore it's good. It's the two, it's for sure. Everyone agrees. Even Bishama would say that, yes, he has to keep the two. Amar nechlaku. So what is the machlekes? Al kas achas. It wasn't two pairs of Edim. It was just two Edim. So one person, a pair of Edim, one person each. One person said 2 years, and one person said 5 years. Other one person said two Naziruses, and one said five. So it wasn't two pairs of witnesses against each other. It was actually two people. There was only two witnesses altogether who turned up. And one said one thing and one said the other. And on that, Echad Eim Shtayim, Echad Eim Chomish. In that case, Beshamer Eim Nechlaka Eduson. Because in the first case, when there's two pairs of Edim, you've got a pair of Edim, let's say, 2 years. Yeah? So you'll accept the minimum one. But here, if you've got only one person saying 2 years and one person saying five, you don't actually have a pair of witnesses saying anything.
But
they don't agree on.
It's not enough to constitute an eidus.
It's not an eidus. The eidus is mocheshes, and it has left as though be eidim at all. Mm-hmm. So maybe he didn't say anything.
In order to be an eidus, both of them have to agree.
Maybe he just said l'chaim. Who says he said anything? Yeah. We're obviously talking about where he doesn't remember that he said anything, or he claims he didn't say anything. And he says, even though it's one guy saying two and one guy saying five, but they both agree that there's two at least, and therefore he has to keep the two. So that is Rishmol b'nei Shabrechenim and Breika. Comes along Rav, Omar Rav, Hakol Moedim b'moine. Everybody agrees when he counts. What does it mean he counts? He doesn't say 2 years, 5 years. Now, I don't know how the Rosh explains this, because I didn't look in the Rosh. According to Rashi, that we're going by number of years. That means one witness says that he promised to be a Nazir for year one and year two. And the other guy says he promised to be a Nazir for year three, four, and five. Yeah? So they don't just give a number of years, but they actually say which year it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
The first year of Shemitah or something like that.
Or 1 year from now, I don't know, whatever. However they do it, right? So it's year one, year two, year three, year four, year five. So then everyone agrees. Of course, he doesn't tell us what everyone agrees. So therefore, Amalei Rav Chama Rav Chizda by Kamar. So Rav Chama asked Rav Chizda, what's he talking about? What do you mean everyone agrees? Everyone agrees what? So he said, why is it not...
Rosh is going to tell us for it also.
Yashukech. Where are you looking in the Rosh over there?
Down the bottom of the Rosh.
Oh, okay. Good.
He's not going to come to Artscore's defense. I can't let him off the hook like that.
Okay, good. I'm not looking at the Rosh. Okay, so Rav Chama says to Chizda, my Chama, what's he talking about? Is Ilema Echad Emer Chamash Veloy Shtayim? If he says Mefurish, it's five, it's Dafke five and not two. So the other guy said three, four, five, but not one and two. The Echad Emer Shtayim Veloy Chamash, and he says one and two, but not three, four, and five. Is what do you mean? Hakomidim, hakomachshia dodi. There was nothing to talk about. Yeah, they're contradicting each other, and therefore, obviously, it's not an edus because there's nothing that they agree on. So how can they call them a pair of witnesses if they don't agree on any given year? They don't agree. Yeah. So clearly, that's not what Rav would be talking about. Ella, echad emer achas v'shtayim. But he didn't say chamesh veloy shtayim. He didn't say no, you're wrong. He just said stam. Didn't
3, 4, 5.
Huh? 3, 4, 5. 3, 4, 5. But he didn't say and not one and two. Lo yale veloy yavoy. Yeah. He was just adding on. You said one and two, and I come along and say and 3, 4, and 5. But I didn't negate what you said, one and two. Yeah, so that's the case. So again, the Gemara says, turn the page. Why does Rav need to tell me that? Hashta, that what? That, that it's, the Eidus is, that, so what's HaKol Moedim? HaKol Moedim that the Eidus is broken, that it's Nechlaka HaEidus in that case. Still, Hashta Yesh Lema Chamirta Amar Rav. Rav said even, now this is a very confusing piece of Gemara here. Rav said, they're not looking the Rosh. Rav said that in a case where it was two pairs of witnesses, it's Nechlaka Eiduson. If one says 1, 2, and the other one says 3, 4, 5, is Kilta Loyomar. Wouldn't he say how much more so if it's only one witness saying one and one saying the other? Now, where did we see that Rav says in the case of two pairs of witnesses that if one says 1, 2, and the other says 3, 4, 5, that it's Nechlaka, that it's split? So Rashi says, because it's a Gemara in Yerushalmi. So we're supposed to have known that somehow. Yeah, there's a Rishalmi there, Rav, that's where Rav says it. So we know that Rav says that about pairs of witnesses, and therefore if he says it about pairs of witnesses, how much more so he would say it by when it's individual witnesses who are not, don't say the same thing. Yeah, so what's Rav talking about? There's Army of Marav, so he says in Eretz Yisrael, they said, Eina Chosha B'moina. There's a difference because it's a difference where he says 5 versus 2 versus where they count it out. Because when one says 1, 2 and the other one says 3, 4, 5, that's not contradicting. If one says 5 and one says 2, then ipso facto they're contradicting each other. Yeah. Because what did he say? Did the guy say 2 or the guy said 5? Or at least does I have a minute to argue about it. But when one guy says 1 and 2 and the other guy says 3, 4 and 5, they're not arguing. They didn't discuss the same thing.
One's just adding to
so it could be that they agree. So therefore you might have thought that it's not Nechlaka Yidusan. You might have thought that they're just helping each other and filling in each other's gaps. So therefore, Rav has to tell you, it's Nechlaka Yidusan. Okay. Hajjan Lach Misha Omar. Now we get another Misha Omar. As long as everybody's talking, then we're in good shape. Says the Mishnah, Misha Omar Hareni Nazir. Somebody said, I'm going to be a Nazir. Shama Chaveroi. And the other guy heard him and thought, oh, that's a good idea. Is Omar Vani. And he says, me too. And then another guy says, Vani, and me three, as you do. Is Kulam Nazirim. So that all works, and they're all Nazirim. Even though all he said was me too and me three, he didn't say Hareni Nazir. He's what's called Maspis. He's attaching it to the other guys, and therefore they're all Nazirim. He'll Hutter Harishin. What if the first guy goes and makes Hataras Nadarim? Yeah, and he says that he gets his vow annulled. So since the other ones didn't actually make their own vows, all they did was attach themselves to him, and they said, "Me too." Is your me too depends on what he's doing? Is I'll have what he's having, and therefore, if he is cancelled, is your cancelled also? Yeah, is Hutter Harisha and Hutter Kula? Well, this is how the Mishnah looks at it: that if you said, "I'll be the same as him." Then if he cancels his, then yours is cancelled too. But that's what you said. But all you said was, me too. Yeah. If you wanted to be a Nazir independent of him, then don't say me too, just say I'm going to be a Nazir. But if you say me too, then you're implying that you're going to be whatever happens to him is happening to me. Hutter ha'achrein. But if the last guy goes in his mater neder on his me three, Ha'achrin mutter, that says, okay, he's off, but Kulan Asurim, but the other guys are not off, because they are not dependent on him. He's dependent on them. Okay. Omar Hareni Nazir, a guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir. V'shama chaveri v'yomar, and he says, pi kepiv. Instead of saying me too, he says, my mouth will be like his mouth, implying not to drink wine. V'sari kesaroi, my hairstyle will be the same as his hairstyle. Yeah, just like he's going to grow a long chup, so I'm going to also. Yeah, my hair will be like his hair. Says the Mishnah HaRezeh Nozir. That is a valid expression to show also that he is adding on to, that he's taking on Nazirus, even though all he said is my mouth is like his mouth, but because he's saying it apropos of the other guy saying I'm going to be a Nazir, then the clear meaning of what he's saying is that he wants to be a Nazir like him, and his mouth will be the same, not to drink the wine, etc. Hareni Nazir, if the guy promises to be a Nazir, v'shama ishtai, and his wife heard it, va'omra vani, and she said, me too, So as we said before, that in a normal circumstance, if somebody says me too, then it's chal and it becomes a nazir. But what about over here? The husband decides he doesn't want his wife to be a nazira, so he wants to nullify her vow, as is his right. Is mefir es shalah? He can nullify her vow v'shaloi kayum, and his is still in place. And it doesn't. The fact that he nullified her does not have any impact on his own vow, because
isn't that a bit similar to the last guy? Being shoyel on his and all.
Yeah, but here it's the same guy, right? So you might have thought somehow that because he is nullifying hers and hers is attached to him, somehow it impacts his. So Mishra is saying it doesn't impact anything on his, nothing to do with his. Harein and Nazira. But if it's the other way around, so that's the chayda originally obvious. Yeah, there's no reason why it should impact on his when he's made for hers. But probably the Mishra is trying to lead in
to
the next bit. When she says she's going to be a Nazir, Vishama by Levam Avani, and he said me too. So now he is toila his on hers when he says me too. And then Ena Yachal HaHofer. So that is a... I keep saying ipso facto. That's not the right word, is it? Anyway, by him saying that me too, that is automatically confirming her vow. When the husband hears about his wife's vow, he has a choice to confirm or to cancel. Yeah, so normally he would say either confirmed, or he would say cancelled, or control alt delete, or he wait till the end of the day and do nothing, and it's confirmed as well. But if he says me too is an automatically confirming hers, because how can you be me too unless you accept that she's going to be one? So then ain't a yachal hafer, it's too late. He cannot nullify hers anymore. If he said hareni nazir. He says, I'm going to be a Nazir. And then he asked her a question. Va'at, what about you? Where am I? Va'amra amen. And she said, yes, I will amen. Be too. I'm in. Amen, I'm in. Very good. Is mefer es shalah. So then he could still nullify hers, because she wasn't toila her Naziris on him. Right? And so therefore, when she just...
Independent
Naziris. Yeah, it's an independent Naziris. He asked her and she answered. But he can still nullify. Once she says, yes, I'm in, he can say, no, you're not. I'm cancelling it. So he was just asking her to see, he was curious to see what she wanted to do. And as soon as she said, yes, I want to do it, he said, no, you're not doing it. As normal marriages work, yeah? V'shaloi kayom. And his remains in place. If she's the one that said, I reign in Nazira, she started the whole ball rolling. And she said, I'm going to be a Nazir. V'atah, what about you? She says to her husband. V'yomer amen. And he says, yeah, I'll be one too. Is then, ain't a yachal hafer. By him saying, this is a bigger chiddush, not just that he said, me too, when he heard her say it, but he sort of said it separately. She asked him, do you want to be a Nazir as well with me? And he said, yes. Then that implies also that he's accepting that he's mekayim, her vow, and therefore he can no longer nullify it. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Is Yosef Resh Lakish Kamed Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. Resh Lakish was sitting before Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was a grandson of Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi. He was also a Nossi, but he was later, so they couldn't call him Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi, because that would confuse us too much if there were two Rabbi Yehuda HaNossis. So they called him Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, just to differentiate. And he was, he was already an Amora, because he was, Rebbe, of course, was the end of the last generation of the Tanoi. So Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was actually a second generation Amora, because he was two generations after Rebbe. So he was sitting before Resh Lakish, who was a first generation, or first and a half maybe at the most, because he was a brother-in-law of Rabbi Yochanan, contemporary Rabbi Yochanan. The Yossi Vika Omar, and he was saying, V'hu shehispisu kulon b'tech kadei dibur. And he said that all of these va'ani, when they say me too, me two, me three, me four, it's talking about when...
they all attach themselves to the
first one. It's almost
instantaneous.
Yeah, when they're all with Tekhadei Dibor.
They didn't come back the next morning and say, yeah, me too.
Yeah, they've got to say me too straight away, within the amount of time it takes to say Tekhadei Dibor. Now, and then he said, so Resh Lakish kept going, Vikama, how much is Tekhadei Dibor? By the way, what is Tekhadei Dibor that I'm talking about? Kadei She'ei LaShalem, the amount of time it takes to say G'day. How's it going? I'm not sure about how's it going. Oh, Shalom. How's it going, mate? Yeah, well, all right. I'm not sure if Shela Shalom means to ask it.
Yeah? The Gemara says how much it is.
Yeah, the Kama G'day Shela Shalom. And what sort of G'day are we talking about? G'day Shalom Shalom Talmud L'Rav. The sort of G'day that a student says to the teacher. Boker Tov Rabbi Glick. That's what we used to say in the morning. Yes. So...
That was Rabbi Glick's concession.
Huh?
That was Rabbi Glick's concession to learning Yiddish.
Yeah, Boker Tov. That's how he said. Boker Tov. So...
Like it wasn't Baker.
No, that was in Rabbi's class. So it was... So it's not just a g'day, yeah, or even a g'day, how you going? It's a Shalom Alecha Rabbi. That's the word. Shalom Alecha Rabbi. It's three words, which is the way you say hello. So that's very brief. So that's what he says. It's Amalei. So he says to him, Tuv, get out of here, sort of. Lo shavakta rafcha l'talmido. You're not giving anybody a chance. You're not giving me a chance you're not giving a student a chance to be maspis. Because that means what would happen is a guy says, Areni Nazir, and the student is about to say, me too, and his teacher walked by. And by definition, if he said Shalom Alecha Rabbi to his teacher, then it's too late to be maspis. So it's not fair. You've got to give him a bit more time. Yeah? So therefore... So Rashi says over here that he's not arguing. He agrees it's true, but he says it's tough what you're saying, because it happens all the time that people are just about to be accepted to say me too on someone else's Naziris when the teacher walks past. We'll just finish off over here. Tanya Nami Hachi, Misham Areni Nazir V'Shama Chavera V'Shar Kadei Dibur. If he delayed the amount of time it takes to speak, which is what we're saying, to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi, if he delayed that long, V'omar Vani, and then he said me too, is who also v'chaveira muta? Then the first guy is a nazir. Well, that's obvious. But chaveira, the guy who said me too, if he did it after that delay, is not a nazir. V'kama k'day dibur, and how long is the day? Is the time k'day she'elish talmud l'rav? The amount of time it takes for a student to say hello to his teacher. So that is a brisa that backs up what Rish Lakish says. So the Gemara just wants to know, Leah Messiah, like, can we back him up from our Mishnah as well? It's better to have a proof from a Mishnah, because a Mishnah is more credible than a brisa. What did it say in the Mishnah? Mishnah, Amar Vani, Vani. We had me two, me three, and then it stopped. Yeah? So that's three words. Ani and Ani. Yeah, Nazir, Ani, Ani. And if it's one later, it's not Tekhara Dibra anymore. Yeah? Vesuloi. So therefore, does that mean it's Dafke, only two more people, Vani and Vani, and therefore he's correct, it has to be Tekhara Dibur?
So does it always have to be referred back to the first guy, or are you relying on the second guy? And then you can
Be on the first guy. Well,
all of them have to.
That's the understanding, is that they all have to be on the first guy.
Even the third, yeah.
Yeah.
So does that... Do they get the same Tekhara Dibur?
So they're saying, yeah, Tekhara Dibur, the first guy, and therefore... One person saying Vani is Tekhde Dibur. A second one says Vani, he's also Tekhde Dibur. But by the time the third one comes along, he's not Tekhde Dibur anymore.
This is two words, three words.
Because the third word already. Yeah, so therefore, that...
Shalom Alecha Rabbi is three words.
Yeah, but it has to be during Tekhde Dibur, not in Kedah, yeah? So therefore, maybe the fact that the Mishnah says Dafke Vani Vani, it goes up to me two and me three, but doesn't say me four, is to say it's dafke, that's how long you've got. But once you get to me four, it's going to be too late because it'll take too long, too big delay. Says the Gemara, come on, you're going to be diked out from the Mishnah. Tana ki ruchla lechshav alezel. Is the Tana a salesman that he has to start giving a pitch? I've got one, I've got two, I've got three. Who gives me four? Blah blah blah. I've got shoelaces to sell. I've got, what are you saying? I've got cups and needles and plates. You know, like spruikers, yeah. So just because he said Vani Vani, you'll get the he means etc. Like you get the idea. He doesn't have to keep going me two, me three, me four. When do you want him to stop? Yeah. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, at least the chad. Why does he go? And why does he do two? Why don't he do one? Why can't just tell us that if one person says Vani, then it works. So then I understand that if another person says Vani, it also works. So he says, and I'm just looking at the side here. Well, Ashminun Hachi, and just tell me that one works. So he says, Hachinami. Yeah, you're right. He could have just said once Vani. Umishum de katani sefer hutar rishon hutar kulon. But because he wants to use the expression later, that if the first guy becomes mutter, then everybody, then all of them are mutter. Hutar achron achron mutter v'kulon asurim. If the last one became mutter, then the other ones, the last guy's mutter and kulon, the rest of them all are asur. So in order to say all of them, you can't do all of them unless you got three. Miklal de'ikem tzoy, there must be a middle one. Mishum hachi katani vani vani. That's why he had to make you have three, so you could have a vani vani. But it doesn't prove that it has to be taken to Dibur. Even though that's the halacha, we have a brisa, but we cannot prove it from the Mishnah. Okay, shkoyach.